and like, oh my God, until my headphones down and it blasted out the recording. And, oh, yeah. And you're like, wow, we're back. Success Freaks. Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
Do you want to go bigger, badder, better, more? Are you ready to level up your life? Are you ready to be awesome? Now is the time, and this is Success Freaks.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the number one fluidity first comedic motivational show, otherwise known as Success Freaks. Today's working title is episode 258, Grow with the Flow. And today we are coming at you semi-live from Kennerdale, Pennsylvania, and the Bears Den in Conyers, Georgia. In that Bears Den is the dark side of positive. Charles McFall. I was going to do the Darth Vader thing, and then halfway through it, I'm like, you know, I do that a lot. So I stopped myself.
I heard a... That was just Darth Vader taking his last breath.
Right. Oh, that's so sad. And foreshadowing.
Never forget, man. Never forget. I don't know where to go from that. That was just a bad joke. I don't know where to take it after that.
Yeah, most people don't.
That's the quarter coffee brain talking right now. We're getting there.
Morning.
It's been 2 weeks.
It has. We are now on a 2-week schedule because we want to. And it has been. I had to actually check it.
We can't give my off-color comment answer, can we?
No, but I've had an off-color comment in my head, too. We can do it in the in-between. So this one is entitled Grow with the Flow because we have a lot of things happening, a lot of shucking and jiving, and once again, changing within the Success Freaks ranks, both for the show and for us as individuals.
Yeah, lots of good stuff going on.
That's right.
Speaking of, though, Sunday, June 26th, I think it is. I think that's the day. It's this coming Sunday, but by the time this publishes, it'll be last Sunday probably, right. I think, on our schedule, that we will have found out if our respective shows have indeed won the podcast awards. I'm very excited about that.
I'm just, you know, it sounds kind of schmaltzy to say this, but I'm just happy to be nominated because that's really how far I get. And I'm okay with that. So, you know, he's like, well, you can't have that attitude. Where's your law of attraction stuff then? I'm like, no, really, I am happy just to be in the running with our individual shows. And womp, womp.
And it's good because this is... For what a relief, with many aspects of it, it's the first time out of the gate, and you got nominated, which was amazing. Same with Breaking the Panel. This was our first time out. You know, Brian and I both have been, and you as well, we've all been nominated for other shows in the past. That particular show both of those particular shows are brand new, and that's really cool to have that happen.
Yeah, yeah. So. I think our whole team is excited for us and for all the hard work that they've done. I got to give shout outs to Mike and Billy and Angie because they have put a lot of work into this. And if it weren't for them, we would be crazy because we've done this on our own and it made us crazy.
Yeah.
But you want to launch? We're kind of in the show now. This is going to be an interesting show in that there's a lot of we're going to talk about going with the flow and we're going to vacillate about that. But we're also going to talk about where we're going and what we're doing. The very first thing, as you may have realized, is yes, that we have gone to a every other week schedule. That is the way it is for as long as we want to continue doing this. Which, which is also there. This is where you say something because I'm now flipping and twitching and flopping. And you're just gonna let me do it, aren't you?
No. I'm not entirely sure what to say either. So I guess the best thing to say is we're gonna go through growth and reasons and everything else. But essentially, Success Freaks, the two of us are gonna be flowing in different directions,
yes.
As it were.
Yes. Charles is leaving the show. I am considering what direction the show is going to go into. I still feel strongly about continuing with it. But I'm still thinking about it. I'm still thinking, it's like, you know, there was that moment when we were both deciding. We had our first conversation about it, and instead of both of us going, "No, we need to keep this and work this," we were both kind of like, "You know what? I feel pretty good about that thought about, you know,
what we're going to do.
Well, I think it really was, you said, I feel pretty, and I added the good part to it.
I feel pretty good.
No, okay, so let's, we still have a few minutes. Let's talk about that process, because people, many people on the team actually saw it coming, because it is growth.
That was the thing that we all heard, that we heard. We were kind of surprised and disappointed. Yeah. It's like, really? And they're like, yeah. So, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it was a little surprising, but at the same time, confirmation that we're doing the right thing. And I think it was, we were both had grown together to the point we could go, and the universe, if you will, was starting to pull us apart in different directions, and we fought it, and that tension was coming through. And those kind of things. But the one person that really was kind of newer to all of it and was upset was, damn it, Carl. And we made the phone call to him. He was like, what? Oh, shit. What's going on? He forced us to tell him, because we're like, no, we'll talk to you later because you're running into a meeting. He's like, no, it's fine. And so then he had to go handle his meeting. Then you and he were able to talk a little bit later.
Yeah.
And then late that night, I get the call from him going, I just feel like Mom and Daddy are divorcing.
Mom and Daddy
and I
are
don't
getting
know
divorced.
Why.
Don't worry, it's not you. We still love you.
No, I totally didn't do that. I just feel like Mom and Daddy divorced. And I don't know why. It's like, well, dude, it's because you took him and made a new show. What are you? No. And he's like, I was like, immediately, I was like, no, that's not it. I was just messing with you.
Oh, that's awesome. I wish you told me. I would have kept it up. yeah, man. We just, after working with you, I didn't, Charles is lackluster to me.
And, of course,
Charles has Brian Ibbett, so,
yeah. Yeah, the favorite son of podcasting.
What's funny is that in the Tortuga Twins, we have we each individually have, male friends that we hang out with, and our girlfriends call them our boyfriends. And so, Ron has his, Jeff has his, I have mine, and it's just like, dude, you're my boyfriend now. And he's like, I don't really feel comfortable with that. And his wife laughed at him.
Right. His wife's awesome.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Yes,
she is. So I think over time, I've been thinking about different things. And, in any kind of decision, there's a million different little answers of to why and what's going on. Everything builds up. I think that the easiest way to understand everything and the truth of it is that, truthfully, we were built to have two different shows. And it just got to the point where we were ready to do two different shows.
Right.
And, I listen to What a Relief, and I hear – I haven't heard, this episode's not out yet, but Carl was telling me about the one that you guys did that's coming out soon with the Reverend, the president, the president of the bread.org or whatever it is, and some of the questions that you asked, I'm like, I would never allow you to even ask that question. We're like, what's on your heart? It's like, because you don't ask that kind of thing on a show, because that could end very, very, very badly. Very badly. And yet, because you were in the flow and where you were supposed to be, you asked it and got an amazing story and an amazing
I got a success freak story out of it, which was interesting. Or it did a success freak turn. He's like, here are the stories about feeding the hungry and the things that his organization is doing with IRUSA and everything like that. But then I asked that question, and he went into a conversation about, I believe it is his son and either alcoholism or drug abuse, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Which opened up the door for me to talk about my own past. It was, and all of a sudden Carl found himself in the midst of this success freak show for IRUSA, and it's like, okay. And I asked him afterwards, it was like, was that okay? He's like, that was awesome. We got something from this guy that he didn't think that we were going to get. Because it was pretty much just going by the notes. So we're going to talk about this. We're talking about this, and it was da 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 da. And then that happened, and then we got to see a piece of him. And that made it interesting to me. And I'm sure to other people out there.
And the way he describes it and the passion and honestly, we probably never would have had that guy on our show because there was no real reason for it. And it opens up, I can already hear it. I was hearing it before and I can hear it more, and what a relief. And then, I'm going in and I don't do things on Monday typically. That's my recovery day from my long weekend where I'm working double gigs all weekend long and not getting very much sleep. And I the first Monday after we had made the decision, I I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this Chaos and Coffee thing, and it's a new show. And I hadn't flipped on a mic literally by myself in years. And I'm sitting here tired, and I made some more coffee, because it's coffee and chaos. You have to have coffee.
Yeah, buddy.
And chaos and coffee, rather, but still you have to have coffee.
And that's the reason I go to bed at night, to be honest with you. I get to wake up and have coffee, so.
And I fired up the mic, and it is energetic, and it's like, all right, you know, it just – it is what it is. So that is that for the first section of what we're going to do here today. We're going to talk about more flow and more awesome things that we're doing and where we're going and the energy we have on it, and perhaps take a question or two from the chat room. All coming up next. So, hey, you know what, though? There are over 250 episodes of Success Freaks over at successfreaks.com. Years and years of our hilarious wisdom. Yeah.
5 years, in fact.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Since 2011, Mordant and McFall have been bringing you the comedic motivational show Success Freaks. They've covered everything from life and death to relationships and money and even on beyond to chasing and catching your dreams and leveling up your life. They're in the business of entertaining and edifying, and they'd like to level up their message as well as their reach. This is where you come in. If you believe in what we're doing here, we'd like your continued support in giving your mind and spirit something to chew on each week while putting enough laughter in your heart to make you smile out loud. Help us help others and you to be awesome. Just go to patreon.com/successfreaks.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 258, Grow with the Flow. And as you heard when last you heard from our intrepid heroes, they were considering not being the darn dynamic duo. I can't even say it. Not being the dynamic duo so much, mostly because Mordant had troubling speak. What I've found, and I've talked about this before because it's in my notes, and it's not notes from this time, but I'm going to bring it up. What I found lately is when things start to go horribly awry, if you are a law of attraction person or just believe in, you know, some higher power, or that you're really going with the flow, when something starts to go horribly awry, I'm starting to take the point of view of it's almost like God or the universe winking at you going, hey, watch this. Because it's like, not like, hey, y'all, watch this. It's not like that. It's like things look like they're really not going the way they should go, but they are. Watch this. And so I'm kind of got this hopeful expectation that either this is making room for something, or something, or both of our, you know, our individual things are going to start to blow up and we won't have time for something, for, you know, the success freaky thing, or it, you know, it's just, we're both going another direction that's going to be amazing. Either way, we both feel really good about this because, and I do have that expectation. That's like, and there are days where I don't have that. There are days where I'm just like, and that was like after our conversation last, was it yesterday? I was kind of like, it just didn't feel good. And I'm like, okay. And I had a great day up until that point, and then I was a little off for a while. I just needed to let everything digest or gestate inside. I didn't sit there thinking about it or worrying about it. It's just like, nope, something's working itself out energetically in my head. And today I'm like, yeah, this is the right thing. I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know how this is going to happen, but I'm continuing forward.
Yeah. So that's not really a bounce off point.
Like, no, yeah.
Well, you know, two of us, and we've been talking. Okay. So this happened, and actually we recorded a video that you can now put out about it.
Yeah, let me write that down because I got to find it.
So the podcast awards came up and the nominations, and we've been pushing them in different things. And he has his projects and I have my projects, and we were working together. And every year to this point, and we've had difficulties in the past. We're not sure we're on the right path conversations in the past. And have kept moving forward, but we always get nominated. I mean, that's just one of the things. Even with a small audience, and from a business standpoint, we've never gained an audience that we could really build a business off of. We gained an audience that we love and that interacts with us, and that we are very happy you listen every week, or not every other week, but we would always. You guys are motivated. You're active, and we get a nomination, and the podcast awards came up, and we're pushing it. And I was pushing it just as hard as all the other projects. I mean, literally, it was one post that kept going out saying, here's all the shows you need to nominate and the categories you need to nominate them in. And of course, Success Freaks is right there. and it was towards the top because I don't remember any particular order I put it in, but I was pushing about five or six shows, and it's at least in the middle, if not towards the top. And out of that, Breaking the Panel got nominated. What a Relief got nominated. And From the Helicarrier, which is in a very tough category and didn't get nominated last year, got nominated. But then Success Freaks did not. And first look, well, that's just weird. That's just odd. And it's fine. And then certain people in our circles kept saying, I don't understand. And basically making me talk about it, which was necessary because it needed to be talked about because things needed to be happening. And then it became a catalyst. Well, we didn't get nominated. And once I got forced to think about why or think about that and what it means, then we started talking. And I realized for a while, I haven't been getting energized by the show. It became a thing to do. And apparently it's been coming through too, because we've had people tell us like, well, the comedy's been lacking from the comedic motivation for a little while. So
yeah, and that note came right after the not being nominated.
And only because we asked. Yeah. It's because I asked, straight up.
But I think, let's be honest, and it's not because we weren't nominated.
No,
I have to say that. But if we had been nominated, we probably wouldn't have had this conversation. Because we would have been, it would have been like a bounce. It would have been like, oh, wow, we feel good about this. So I think it was fortunate that we were not, because it allowed us to have that freedom to look at this and go, okay, what's going on here? This is becoming a thing just to do. Do we want to continue to just do it? Or do we, you know, we want it to morph into something else? I'm still considering what I want to do with the show. I've talked to from Jay at Blog Talk Radio. He's going to keep the show up. I'm keeping the website going no matter what I decide. Right now, it is my intent to continue on after. That means I have to shuck and jive a little bit and learn to do some of the things that Charles does for the show. And I have to see how that looks, but I'm not 100% on it, so I'm still figuring that out. So, but go ahead, Charles. I stepped on your story.
No. I mean, it's not much of a story. So, it was just a catalyst that we started talking, and you're right. We had two different big conversations about it. The first one was left with you kept asking me what I wanted, and I said I don't know. With the show, I don't know. What I want in life is for everything to feel like I'm the Rock God of podcasting, have that energy and that explosion, that feel to it. And I wasn't getting it here. And so I said, but who knows? I mean, sometimes just talking about something changes it up and seeing that we can do things together and so on. And then we went on to do the field trip at the festival. And we both, well, I won't put words in your mouth, but it felt like, I know I realized this, but I felt like we both went, you know, sometimes we're better partner or better friends than we are partners. And we just had a great time at the festival. We had a great time at dinner and really none of it tied to a podcast. None of it. I mean, the people who were there because they were our friends.
Right.
And the people who were at dinner were there because they were our friends. We were there because we were friends. And it's like, nothing will change outside of the shows not being done every Tuesday with me anyway. And then this is how we're actually working together. It's because see, this is where, if you compare this to a divorce, this is where it gets weird, right? Because now I'm giving him tips on dating. Because it's like, oh dude, here's something you can do with Success Freaks. And I'm getting excited about how Success Reach can change and what it can do. And you got excited about it.
Interesting suggestion enough, I'm friends with all my exes and I've even talked to them about some of their relationship stuff before. So this doesn't surprise me that we're able to go, hey, you know, it just, the pressure's off. That pressure of, oh, we're still doing this. Oh, we're not. Oh, okay. Well then, hey, how are you? So that's kind of it. Now, why is this show titled Go With The Flow or Grow With The Flow? It is about being able to, you know, read the signs that are going on in your life and being able to make those shifts, for whatever direction it is. You know, maybe it's not letting go of something, a relationship that you've had a long time with. Maybe it's finding another direction for it. You know, Charles and I are looking at this in two different ways. What was interesting about this for both of us, we both had something else going on. Not even something we're moving into. We have something else going on that's successful.
That was successful, yeah.
So it's taken that, you know, one of the things that Success Freaks provided for us was that outlet to be able to talk and to be able to do podcasting, which we both love. Now that we have that, it's like, okay, I have that here. Do I want to continue doing this? So if you're, you know, you don't quit your job in the hopes of getting, you know, well, I'm going to find something that I'm going to love, so I have to quit my job. It's like, no, you feed your family. You find that thing and then you build it. And then when it sweeps you away, you can quit your job or whatever. That's my point of view on
that. Yeah. So. Well, you know what? We're going to come back with more of what we're doing now. And where we're growing and how, and really I want to get into how we feel about it and, the what's going on process. And I know there might be two different processes here, but we're going to do that. So we'll be back in just a moment.
The people of many Eastern African countries are used to dealing with hot, dry weather. But sometimes weather comes along that is just too much. Now is one of those times. Parts of Africa are facing the worst droughts in decades. While some areas are getting flooded with too much rain, livelihoods are being destroyed. Islamic Relief's local teams are on the ground, ready to deliver the emergency relief to these communities. Will you give them something to deliver?
Welcome back to Success Freaks, episode 258, Grow with the Flow. And we are back. And this time we're going to talk a little bit about what we're doing other than Success Freakiness. And I think, Charles, since you have a huge amount of, I consider myself a busy man, and you know, you you're pretty busy, but now
you're okay.
You are effing busy, my friend. You are fantastically busy.
And it's crazy how that works. So
crazy. You're gonna miss that. You're gonna miss that.
At least you didn't do it super loud. the one thing I'll never miss, but I always will laugh about, is a wah. And like, oh my God, until my headphones down and it blasted out the recording. And, and you're like, wow, we're back, Success Freaks. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I hate you. it's interesting that I've literally never worked as hard as I'm working now in my life. And yet I seem to have more time to do everything. So the way the schedule was before, just recently before, okay, I'm talking about when I've been hustling for myself last, since January, picking up extra gigs. I work, and like this week, I will work every single night in the week, which puts me working a total of like 10 to 12 days in a row. And it's fine because it's the hustle. And the thing is, I love what I do. I'm hosting trivia. I host karaoke. I host bingo. So I'm out there doing a show basically every night for people, using my voice, you know, honing my skills a little bit of to be a master of ceremony, or just being able to walk into a cold crowd. And I'm learning, like with bingo, I do it in a huge place, and bingo is very fast, right? It's like B5, and you say that twice and give them a second, and you do it again. But we break it up with, instead of calling numbers the whole time, we have musical artists, and we have people who work at the restaurant, and these kind of things. So I get to play off of things. And one of the jokes I told the other day, Taylor Swift came out and was like, all right, I'm going to let you finish, but first I want you to bingo on Taylor Swift. And one person laughed. It's a huge restaurant, and people are chuckling, but I can't hear them because there's so much noise. So I'm not getting that positive energy feedback. So I'm learning how to tell something that I think is funny and do something that I think is funny and not have the audience respond. And then find out later, they absolutely thought it was funny. Because at this particular day, I was like, this is this past Sunday. I was like, screw it. I'm going to say the stuff I think is funny. I'm going to entertain myself. At no point other than the Taylor Swift thing where one of the restaurant employees was like, that was funny. That was good. That was funny. I had no response. Yet at the end of this, I had four or five different teams like, thank you so much. That was so much fun. Thank you. I was like, okay, cool. You know. So I'm staying super busy. So I'm working every night. And then during the day, in the past couple of weeks or months even, I found myself going, I should probably be working on something. But what? I mean, I work for Jim Brewer, so I have something to do pretty much every day with him, and that's no big deal, and it's a lot of fun. I work with some other people that's like a once-a-month thing. And I'm going, I'm playing my game, but I feel like I should be doing something else. Well, for whatever reason, since we finalized the divorce, if you will, I just got motivated, and I'm getting inspired to do things. And every day of the week now, I'm working on some kind of show. Mondays is Chaos and Coffee, and I did that yesterday, and I'm still working on getting it posted and published. I got to work with Blog Thought this afternoon on why I'm having some issues. I'm doing something wrong, and they're going to help me out. But so I have that, and then Tuesday, when there's not Success Freaks, there's Rock Got a Podcasting, and that show's almost ready to launch. Tuesday afternoon is my game show. Wednesday is something. You know, it was Irma Gerd last week.
Irma Gerd!
Yeah, and that's we're recording seasons again. We're recording a second season, and we'll be publishing that. We're going to do that one a little different. We can talk about that later. And then Thursday is Breaking the Panel. And Friday is Chaos and Coffee again. And just every day I'm producing something, some kind of content. And I'm on the Facebook pages every day. And it just feels, and I'm doing so much more, but it just feels right. It just feels like everything's moving. Like, you know, you're in the car driving to Disneyland in California, and it's going to take you 5 days to get there. But every day you're in the car, you go, well, we just knocked out that, you know, couple hundred miles or however you can go in a day. Like, yeah, Morning has a good reference. You know exactly how long you can go in a day. A couple
hundred miles, it's going to take you a while to get there.
I don't know. You know, you have legs of your trip, and you can look back and go, wow, you know, and that, it feels like you're making progress. And that's where I am. What about you, Morden? I've been encouraging you to work on some stuff, but what you said, you actually kind of needed to take the opposite. You've kind of gone, I finally took a day off and didn't do anything.
It was really weird. I took a day off. I had Saturday and Sunday off because I'm not doing a Renaissance Festival show right now. I have until the beginning of, like, after Podcast Movement, that week, next weekend, that starts it right there. So Saturday, I had some stuff that I was doing, just goofing around. Sunday, I was playing World of Tanks with my friends. But Saturday, I was just like, I got to a point where, and I kept myself off the computer. And I got to a point where I was just like, you know, I'm bored. Oh, my God. And yet, I kept myself not working on stuff. Because I needed that experience. I needed to have that so I can go, not for me. You know what? Every once in a while, though, forced recharge of your battery. And I also kept off of Facebook and things like that, too. I kept it off my phone. I was reading. I was doing things like that. And it was just like, Now, I could have just as easily gone out and done stuff. In fact, I did. I grabbed my camera. I went out into, they have a big pasture here. And I went out into the pasture and took some pictures. Something that I would not have done normally. So I found myself, you know, I found other things to do to occupy my time. But another reason why I will never, ever, ever fully retire. I'll find more interesting things for me to do as I step away from other stuff. But
well, here's what I find interesting. And you're still finding your path. So this is the kind of thing, and maybe it's just our two different personalities, but it could easily be, in any relationship, and this was a, and you'll hear more about that in Podcast Movement. This was a very long relationship, and still will remain a relationship even without the show. But in any relationship, when one person initiates the breakup, if you will, and I will definitely say, you know, I was definitely the one who initiated the conversation and made my own decision for myself, so on and so forth. You do seem to have that. With people is maybe in the back of my mind, I'd thought about it more and I'd prepared more. You know, it wasn't conscious because, you know, I wouldn't do that to you. I would have thought to you for sure. But, you know, you have that of, I kind of made the decision. You're kind of reacting to the decision. And I mean, it's not 100% that way, but it's
right. And it doesn't totally feel that way to me. I'm definitely in a place where, right. Like, I'm doing, of course, the What a Relief podcast, which is there's other opportunities opening up there, but they're still opening up. I'm not in the middle of doing three different shows like you are, you're not in the middle of whatever it is you're doing. You're not in it. I'm not in it right now. I see the opportunity, and I'm waiting. It's almost like a pregnant pause. It's almost like the universe is saying, you're going to have a lot of stuff to do soon.
And you better get ready for it. I mean, even when you're waiting for that baby to come, you better get the baby room ready.
So, you know, it wasn't a... when you told me about it, or when we first talked about it, this has happened like three or four times before. And every time it's been a no, this is a great thing. This is why I like doing this. Let's keep this together, yada, yada, yada. This time you were bringing it up, and I was already kind of there going, well, it's this. So then let's think about it. But I think that, I think that we'll step away. And I remember we had that initial conversation was at your house. Yes. And then we had a great show. And as I drove away, a huge part of me was like, no, I feel good about this. I feel good about us separating. About, you know, wherever the show's going to do, whatever I'm going to do, whatever it was, that feels good. After we had a great show.
And it did. It felt good to have a conversation. And it felt good to wait a week to see what was going to happen and talk about the possibilities. But one of the things I love about my life now is everything else that I do gives me an opportunity to make a joke that I would have made when Morton says there's a big part of me that felt good about this. And I can't do that here. But we got to hit this break here in a second, and maybe we'll come back to the same point. Maybe we'll do something different. But I will say, I didn't go looking for work. It just opportunities arose, and I was inspired, and people responded. Because I tested the waters. I didn't just jump in to bring an old show, Chaos and Coffee, back. I was like, hey, I had a long conversation with somebody else, and it came up naturally in conversation, and I was inspired to do it. And then I put it out on my Facebook page, and people responded who had listened to that show before and said, oh, that'd be awesome. And then I came up with a very wise and smart way to test the waters instead of just jumping in. And I am. I'm doing podcasting every single day of the week. I'm earning money every single night. And I'm still finding time to spend with the family and play games and do video stuff. And now, I mean, there's so many opportunities coming my way, you know, on the horizon that I'm excited. And it's like, how does this even work? It's like backwards. The more work you do, the more time you have. That doesn't make sense. But we can maybe talk more about that, or who knows what we'll talk about when we come back. But, you know, like I said, check out successfreaks.com and check out irusa.org. They are amazing people. And I just went to a dinner for them the other night, and it looks like I'm hopefully going to actually be able to do a lot more with them in the future. So we'll be back in just a second.
What happens when a self-help comedian and a social media manager both have a passion for podcasting and come together to support a common cause? A podcast is born. So what exactly is the Water Relief Podcast? Each week, BC Dodge and R. Morton Mott from the Success Freaks Podcast sit down with staff members and volunteers to talk about IRUSA efforts in the United States and abroad. So how can you listen to the podcast? Download from irusa.org. You can also find it on blueberry.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. Subscribe and download the Water Relief Podcast today.
Welcome back to Success Freaks, episode 258. I have gotten off my page. There it is. Grow with the flow. How long have I been doing this? Come on now. Get with the program, Mordant. Anyways, we have something in from a listener. And Charles, you want to read that?
Well, I would say she's more than a
listener.
She
is more than a listener. It's.
You say she's just a listener. Anyway, that was horrible.
Wow. I will do all the bad singing here, my friend. Please.
Ellie Collins wrote in on Facebook to us. She says, listening to the show but can't chat on my work computer. Just wanted to say I love you guys, and you've done such amazing work with Success Freaks, and I'm programming in all your other podcasts to keep up with you. And that, I think, bounces off the point that we really want to make is we will be showing up. Well, actually, technically, Morton, you've already shown up on Rock God Podcasting. One of your questions from one of that. We haven't launched that yet, but it's like episode 3 or 4. I used you reading your question or saying your question to me for Rock God Podcasting. So you already are showing up there. And
what question was it? You had me ask a bunch of questions. Remember. Do you remember what it was?
I know. We're going to use them all. I don't remember. Oh, yeah. So, I honestly don't remember. Fear. I think it was the one about fear. Or something like that.
Some success freaky thing. Actually, I tried to do non-success freaky things, I think. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember either, so I can't curse your trip too much. What? My timer went away.
But so what do you want to say to Ellie in what she says here?
I want to say thank you very much. It's been an honor. It's been an honor and a privilege being able to do this for you, kind people. Now, that's one of the things that we really appreciate. I've been able to see more of it than Charles because I'm more out in public than Charles.
I have a story for you.
And when people come up and say, thank you for doing what you do, first it makes us feel good. It makes me feel good. You know, it lends value to what I do in my head. And I know I don't need that. I know all that, you know, blah, 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 you know. However, I appreciate it. It really warms the cockles of my heart. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Ellie.
Well, I will answer your story. What I want to say to her is that's exactly what I'm talking about is you don't have to listen to my comic book game show from the helicarrier because you really have to play the game in order to care about that show. We understand that it's a niche show. However, if you like the comic book movie stuff, if you like geeky things, Breaking the Panel is an amazing show that covers all these headlines. We talked about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We've talked about upcoming Ghostbusters. We're trying to work out a schedule where LA will guest star on that show because it's a panel of guys. And we're trying to get more female voices in, but talk about the different things going on in the comic book world. If that's not for you, then I've got Chaos and Coffee. That'll be twice a week.
You invite as well.
Who's that?
Afua Richardson.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Comic book artist. Yeah, comic book artist Afua Richardson.
Yes, yes. And so, but then I'm going to do Chaos and Coffee, which is just my brand of humor and thought process put on the headlines. And there'll be, I try to find two really obscure out there headlines that are funny or dumb crime or something that makes you go, that's kind of a stupid story. Let me share that at the dinner table and just talk about that for a minute. And of course, commenting on the events of the big events of what's going on in all our lives. Like the Orlando shooting and so on and so forth. Then I'm going to be doing the Rock Gotta podcasting as well, which is Ask Me Anything from Reddit meets Kevin Smith storytelling meets energy drink for breakfast with a side of punch in the face.
Nice.
You know, it's literally I get a question and I want people like Morta and everybody else to submit questions. I have a speak pipe on charlesmcfall.com and you can email me bearcrawling@gmail.com. Ask me anything. And if you ask me something specific that's dumb, like what's the answer to this, I'll look it up. I will mock the crap out of you, and that'll be the rest of the show. But if you ask me something, I can't remember which question I've used more than it, but one of the ones you asked me was basically about my relationship with my wife and how that plays into everything I do. And those are great questions. It lets me tell these stories, these ups and downs. And sometimes it takes me to a dark place. Sometimes it takes me to a learning lesson. Sometimes it just is funny. And it's a story you never get to hear anywhere else about my adventures and my life and what's going on. And it's a roller coaster ride. And it's a ton of fun. And Mornit, you've got, and then of course I got Irma Gerd with Aaron. I'm shortening it to EMG season 2.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah.
I thought so. I liked it.
It EMG needed that too because nobody can, found that nobody can spell Irma Gerd.
No, I know. And it's that mashup. I have a whole season 1 up there, mashuppodcast.com. You can check that out. And we're doing season 2 because of our schedule. And that's really good. We've got 2 episodes in now and we're having a lot of fun. And that's just mashup music. But really, it's me and my wife just talking and giving each other such a hard time. And the whole point is just to laugh and enjoy music and give comments on the music. And that's what I'm doing. And Mornit, you're working on a super secret project. You're working on a Tortugas Twins podcast project. But you've been doing What a Relief with IRUSA. And that, I believe, and that's one of the things I told him in our conversation was when we first came together, I wanted to dominate the world and just be the Rock Out of podcasting. He wanted to touch the world and change it. And along the way, we've done a little of both.
Yeah.
And now that we're taking our paths to go where we want, I mean, my Rock Out stuff is just really energizing and it's opening up speaking doors and it's already taking off. And Mornit is touching the world, doing some amazing things with What a Relief. And talk about that.
We've had different people on the show. The very first episode we did, we had with this guy. I think he's not from Pennsylvania. I don't know where he's from. He's from somewhere in the States. His name is Shauki. And he talked about his experience going over to Greece, receiving people coming from Syria over on the boats and connecting with them. He speaks, he's an American citizen. He speaks Arabic. So he was able to talk to them and they were so excited that they could talk to him. He put a real human face on it for us as well, talking about something I never thought about. These, you know, the people who are bringing their kids over, people in Syria, their children haven't been to school in 5 years. There's been no school because of all the war and everything like that, and they just don't know what they're going to do. They're just trying to get some place safe for their families. We had a conversation with a guest who I'd seen on The Daily Show. That was very exciting. One of my proudest moments, I think, was talking to the woman while she was at the UN. She was there discussing women's issues, an interfaith group talking about women's issues with the UN. That was very, very powerful, and even allowed us to touch on honor killings a little bit, which is not something that is normally covered by the What Early podcast. It's more about what IRUSA is doing, you know, in the United States and elsewhere, talking about going into wherever there's flooding, disaster relief, different things like that. Very powerful stuff. And the most interesting thing that I think we had recently was talking to this female bodybuilder, weight trainer, talking about they're going through they have their month of Ramadan right now, which is basically from dawn till dusk. Yeah, it's later than that, believe me, from like 4:30 in the morning until sometimes 8 something at night. They're fasting for a whole month, and then they break their fast at the end of each day. But she's talking about for people who go to the gym or who went to exercise, how to do that safely. And it's like you wouldn't think about, you know, Muslims having to worry about that kind of thing, but this is a part of their religion, and they are, you know, a lot of them are American citizens here. So they have American lifestyle. So of course that is one of our shows that people are just like, hey, there's something interesting. Our biggest show ever was somebody discussing what Ramadan was, so that everybody knew about that. But for me, it's that putting that human face on what's going on in the world, or what's going on in the U.S., the disaster relief, talking to those teams. We have plans to maybe have somebody that's in the field on every time they send out a disaster relief team, so that they can have interviews with people, so that we can put it on the show. Different things like that. It's a way to I don't know. It feels like it's doing good. It feels like it's doing good in the U.S. and abroad.
Changing things in the world.
Right. Working together for a better world is their tagline.
Yeah.
Which is why we like to say, helping others be awesome, together for a better world.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, we have On Beyond Accessories coming up, so you got one more section, everybody, to listen to coming up in just a moment. Ellie follows up here. Ha ha. Well, since it warms your cockles, I want to say, between Mordant giving me the courage to get through a layoff and chase my dreams, and Charles giving me the courage to conquer my traumatic past to do a badass stunt, my life has been enriched by knowing you both. And a big heart.
Aww.
And like, that's cool stuff. And I've got a story about kind of getting recognized in public here in a minute. We'll be back. We'll be back talking about the next steps for Success Freaks and the next steps for us, and just kind of having a little more fun. So stay tuned.
Since 2011, Mordant and McFall have been bringing you the comedic motivational show Success Freaks. They've covered everything from life and death to relationships and money, and even on beyond to chasing and catching your dreams and leveling up your life. They're in the business of entertaining and edifying, and they'd like to level up their message as well as their reach. This is where you come in. If you believe in what we're doing here, we'd like your continued support in giving your mind and spirit something to chew on each week while putting enough laughter in your heart to make you smile out loud. Help us help others and you to be awesome. Just go to patreon.com/successfreaks.
Welcome to On Beyond Success Freaks, where we go bigger, better, better, more into the topic of the show. And the topic of this show is NSYNC's Bye 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 Bye.
No, not NSYNC. No, not okay. Okay.
Totally good. So, Morty, you're always talking about how people come up to you and say thank you and this and that. And honestly, for Success Freaks, I never get that. It's one time I got recognized, and it turned out to actually be a friend of yours. from Minnesota. So, but it was a true recognition. It's like, hey, are you Charles McFarland Success Freaks? That's awesome. You know, I don't discount it. It was Evie, you were awesome, and that made my night. But typically, I don't get the Success Freaks, hey, you were on that show thing ever. You know, I get people who I'm in their lives like Ellie. You know, I'm a personal friend of hers, and I met her because of you, and I definitely appreciate that. And I've been able to be a part of her life and on a regular basis, and it's real awesome. And she's been a part of mine. And those kind of things are good, and, you know, personal connections. But So I'm always trying to promote Breaking the Panel. That's my number one show I'm trying to promote right now. It's going to be a game changer for the geek world. We feel like we're doing everything right. It's going to be up there with the Nerdist and Kevin Smith's Fat Man on Batman, and it's got that punch to it. So we just need people to hear it. So we're pushing that constantly. And even in the real world, I look for ways to say it. And honestly, oddly enough, with what I typically do in a day-to-day life in the real world, I don't find ways to say, hey, I do this show Success Freaks. And when I have found ways to say, hey, I do this show Success Freaks, people are like, oh, okay, you know, that's cool. And they just never check it out. They never care. But with the comic book ones, even way more niche. Because, I mean, how often in your life can you find a way to help somebody be awesome? Pretty often. How often do you find somebody who's super geeky and wants to talk comic books and likes entertainment? Not that often. And I was 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, I was doing trivia. Or maybe it was last week. I was doing trivia. And I do trivia 3 or 4 nights a week. So I definitely from time to time run into people who have comic book shirts on. Or I'm always wearing my geek shirt. So they're like, oh, that's a nice shirt. And yeah, yeah. You know, and we talk to you. Yeah, cool, thanks, blah, blah, blah. And this one guy from this team, we had been talking about a little bit more in-depth comic stuff than most people understand. And so I took the opportunity, said, hey, do you listen to podcasts? And for the first time ever, he's like, yeah, you know, I mean, he knew exactly what podcasts were. He absolutely listened to podcasts, which is, for whatever reason, hard for me to find people who actually even know what a podcast is, much less listen. It's like, hey, just so you know, I host a podcast that's about comic book stuff like we talk about. And I started to get the, hey, well, yeah, that's cool, you know. And I'm like, I'm not stopping the pitch. I've already started writing my show down on this piece of paper, and I'm going to give it to you, and you're going to put it in your pocket. And he goes, yeah, I listen to Frog Pant Studios, you know, The Morning Stream with Scott Johnson and Brian Ames. Oh, yeah. You like Brian Davis? Yeah. Yeah, he's my co-host on this show. And then the guy's got wild. He goes, that's you? You're da-da-da. And then it was, oh, my God, you know, I don't listen to From the Helicarrier. It was what we always get. I don't listen to From the Helicarrier because I don't play that game. I said, nope, I get that, but we're doing this other show. And he knew we were up for an award. He had voted for us. And, you know, this and that and the other. And I really got that moment you're always talking about of recognition, and that's awesome what you do, and I'm definitely going to check out this show. And it was a really, really fun moment, and hopefully he did check out the show. I'll find out, I guess, tonight, actually. But that was very shortly after Success Freaks, after we said, you know, no, I felt like that was kind of a universal thing going, you're doing the right thing. You know, because it's not easy. It's not easy to walk away from what we've done together. And the mental aspect of, on paper, this should be the just most successful show in the world ever, and wanting to keep trying to do that. But then, you know, there's little moments that said, okay, I got what Mornet's always getting.
Yeah.
And so, good. I'm going to keep doing that.
Yeah, well, actually, what I tell people is don't tell Charles about this because he's really shy about it, and he doesn't. So don't bring it up. You just tell me. Just tell me.
I can almost see you doing that. That'd be so wrong.
You know what? It's all about the feels. You know, but if you really look deep into your own psyche about what you want in life, it's all about feeling good. Why do you go on vacations? Well, ultimately, it feels good. I love the experience. Why do you perform on stage? Well, ultimately, it feels good. Why do you meditate? Because ultimately, it feels good. Why do you work out? Although I may not think it at the time, ultimately, it feels good. Why do you do Success Freaks? Well, it does help me a lot. It helped me. It gives me reason to keep working on myself, etc. Ultimately, it feels good. You know. Why do you put yourself, why are you helping, you know, with the What a Relief podcast or Breaking the Panel, all these other things? We found a thing that we do that makes us, that helps us feel good. Now, do you need that outside influence to do that? No, not necessarily. You can train yourself to do it just, you know, thinking about those good times that you've had, et cetera, et cetera. But on some, this is almost like an adrenaline junkie. Although I can't say the word, adrenaline junkie. I'm looking for that next fix. I'm looking for that next feel good. So, you know, I want this show to feel good. I want this experience to feel good. I want, you know, everything is all about that. Even if you're doing something altruistically, I'm sacrificing myself in this way because ultimately to take care of my child feels good. or to, you know, serve my country feels good, or to whatever it is, stand up for people who are not able to stand up for themselves. Ultimately, that feels good. It feels like the right thing to do, which in a way feels good. I don't know where I'm going with this rant, but
you're going to feel good?
I am looking to feel good. Listen to myself talk. Ultimately, it feels good. You know, and whatever this develops into, wherever we go, I really like doing podcasting. I really like talking. It's one of the things that I can now say, no, I do really well at that. I'm actually pretty good at that. And I kind of knew that, but until I stepped into the Water Relief podcast and the way that everybody is reacting to it and the way we are. I mean, when I went to IRUSA this time, the CEO stepped up and, you know, patted me on the back and asked me how I was doing. There was an excitement in him to, you know, talking about the podcast. Carl said the other day, he came up to him and didn't say, well, this is Carl who does our success, you know, our social media and all this. He just talked about the podcast. So it's affecting a change there. And I love the vibe of that, of being part of something that's growing. You know, there's a singing group called Native Dean that are looking to start a television channel. And they're talking to Carl and now talking to me. And so that opportunity is there. That may explode into something. So it's interesting. I think that I am going somewhere. I don't know where that is yet, but I see the opportunities opening. So.
Well, look at that. Well, you've always said is you want to be an actor on TV. And now that we've, you know, this is one way to look at it in a positive way. This is one way to look at it. We've unshackled ourselves from what we thought had to be the way.
Yeah.
And the second we do, what? All these things that we want are starting to appear in visions of reality that we wouldn't have seen before. You know, I mean, I've got on the table as a possibility, there's talks, right? There's not actual discussions yet. We're going to set up some phone calls of hosting huge events in front of thousands of people being flown. You know, you and I talked about that all the time. And I'm like, man, every time I think about my future and like, what's your perfect future look like? It looks like I never worry about money. And I always vision myself on a stage with a microphone. You know, that's my, and then here's a talk that I didn't pitch, that I didn't see coming. And it's a possibility. You know, it might not happen, but it's a possibility. And look at you. You've always talked about wanting to be an actor and do these things and working on your acting. But your true, I mean, honestly, your true talent, your true energy is in entertaining and teaching and asking that question of what's on your heart, which is the worst question ever. And you make it work. And now here's a TV show that might quite literally be handed to you because you're good at what you do. Right. And now you get what you want. Now you're on TV doing your thing. Because just like on stage, you're not the R in R Mornet Mon. You're the Mornet. And it's a slight part of yourself. It's a part of yourself that's turned up slightly is what I meant to say. And so that is acting. And maybe it will lead to more stuff.
And it might be buying part in helping with the producing and things like that. Because that's also, I'm enjoying that with the What a Relief podcast, is that I have a hand in its production. I'm not doing the work, but as far as helping with the direction, you know the ideas or whatever. Of course, if they needed help with the work, I'd be down for that.
Right. Now we're out of time, but I wanted to throw this out anyway, and maybe it just gets cut and put in extra. Maybe it makes a show. I don't know. We're going to wrap up after this, so it can be edited slightly different if it needs to be for the radio. But as far as Success Freaks, the path that it is taking. This is the last formatted show, right? Then in Podcast Movement, we're going to be in a hotel room together with Mike and Billy, and we're going to take that opportunity just to throw down our H2 microphone in the room and just talk about the journey, about why we came together, about just whatever comes up in this, our feelings, our thoughts, you know, reminiscing on great moments, perhaps discussing some of the bumps in the road. And no limits, no nothing. We're just going to talk like he and I normally would, but you're going to get to listen to it this time. Yeah. And then after that, we're trying to get a very special guest that has an important thing to say. And then if that's true, if we get the guest, then I'll absolutely be doing one more show in July. If not, then here's one of the suggestions I gave Morten, and he's got other ideas as well. But instead of replacing me with a regular host, and instead of doing this live and locked into one certain day, when he first did Morten World Radio, it was him and his regular life going around the country and finding these cool people, these amazing people, and he just interviewed them. And at the time, that's all it was. It's like, tell me about you, because it's people he knew, and he knew they had a great story. He just wanted to get their story out, and he was good at it. I said, what if you mix the two? What if you, and follow me here, people, what if you get Jerry Springer on it? And I don't mean, that's not my baby daddy. I mean, you do an interview with somebody who's amazing. Maybe you just met him because of What a Relief. Maybe you just met him because of the Tortuga Twins, and they're this amazing person that has a story that you want to know more about. And in that story, you're used to talking with me, so you're used to sharing your experiences as well. And you're sharing that, and you have this three-part show, because we do this show in five sections. You have three sections of this person, and the first section is your thoughts setting up the show. This is what was going on in my life. This is what how I came across it. Here's the story of how I met this person, and it's Morten putting his stank on it. And then you have the three sections of interview and discussion. And then you have the fifth section. The final one is Morten alone again going, man, this is what I've learned from it. And this is, I got to re-listen to this interview and hear some thoughts, or hear something else that should have been said.
That's what you and mean by Jerry Springer, that final thought.
That's what I mean, the final thought. It was a lead up. He does a lead up too. He sets up the show, and now it's a 30-second lead up that he does at the beginning of the show, or used to. I haven't watched it since the 90s. I don't even think it's on anymore, other than maybe in reruns. But he does a little setup of, this is what we're going to do today, and he preps the audience, right? But your setup would be 10 minutes because you want to tell the story and the adventure of it. And then, yeah, Jerry has the final thoughts. That's a good 5 minutes long at the end of the show, of why you should know who your baby daddy is, or whatever the hell his retarded topic is. And that's just one vision I have of where you could go. And I know you've got visions, and I really think that Success Freaks will carry on as what it should have been in the first place, and what we started to set it up for, and what the universe said, no, you guys need to work together. Because I had lots of stuff to learn on how to host a show and how to fit into rules and formatting and everything else that I've learned since we started. But originally you were doing your own thing, and I was helping you produce. And I think now it'll return to that and become something way greater.
We'll see. There's definitely food for thought there. Charles is also trying to get me to do the Tortuga Twins Nerd World podcast, and which is it's a very interesting idea. It's another nerdy podcast where we talk about movie stuff, comic book stuff, and stuff going on in the world from, you know, Renaissance performers. And I have six guys that we can pull from at any given time. And in that vein, I went ahead and pulled up a YouTube to see how to use Zencastr. So I need to at least do a trial run and see how that goes. Yeah. So you never know, that might happen as well. So
yeah. And then and just give us this little hint. Is it a super secret project, a media thing, or is it a business?
No, it's a business at a Renaissance festival. But okay. big. So, and there's right. Highs and lows and trying to figure it out. Challenges, lots of challenges. So,
well, you know, Challengers blew up, so be careful.
I was coming home from classes in college, and by home I mean into the dorm where the hell did I go to school? Not University of Florida. USF. Oh, there it is. I had to think of the University of South Florida. There it is. And I came up to Fontana Hall, where I was staying just off campus. I got up the elevator, and in the open room where everybody was, there it was on camera. And that's where that's that memory that I have. A lot of people remember where they were when Kennedy was shot, but I was not born yet. It was the Challenger when that happened. I remember where I was when the Twin Towers went down. I was in Minnesota at Serena Stone's house. It was I think it was a Wednesday. You know, and actually I had a class. I had signed up for a 1 day class on.
It was a Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday on grammar and punctuation.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hadn't heard anything. So I was like, I'm going to go to the class and see what happens. And it was just me, the teacher, and another person, another guy, I think. And I had a really focused class on this. But what was happening, you know, because our phones were different then. We had steam powered phones. I had to call, kept in between the class, going out and calling and finding out what's going on, because we didn't know what was happening at the time. So, yeah, I had my class, then I came home, and long lines at the gas station because everybody thought that you know, gas would be cut off and all that stuff. Yeah. I don't know why I segued into that stuff, but...
It just is a moment.
Yeah,
it's a moment. Well, maybe because we feel the impact that the world will feel with this announcement, and maybe everybody will remember where they were.
When they heard that Success Freaks
is splitting up.
At least this version of it. So,
yeah,
yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Unless Charles, you have anything else that you want to say in our regular show?
No, this is good.
This has been for the last 5 years, and I'll probably say this again at the podcast movement. This has been our Mordant Mon.
And I'm Charles McFall saying it's time for me to be George Michael and go off and do my teacher song so everybody will love me as a solo artist.
There you go. You got to have faith. Ciao, success freaks. Boom, baby.